Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today, my very special guests are two representatives from the San Diego Concert Band. We have with us Chuck Brown, president and founding member, and the conductor, Roy Anthony. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Now, the San Diego Concert Band has been around a long time. Chuck, can you start by giving us a little bit of history about how the band got started?
The band was originally formed in 1989 in La Mesa, and it had full sponsorship by Grossmont Center and the city of La Mesa for several years. But as the economy went the wrong direction, the band became independent, and unlike many other community bands in San Diego, we are not supported or funded by an educational institution or another similar type of organization. Since 1989, we've had quite a series of local celebrities as our MCs for the shows. Kingsley McLaren, who's now with XLNC, was our first ever MC for our concert, which was at Grossmont High School. Mm-hmm. We expected family and friends, and we had to hold up the concert because over 800 people showed up, which made the news in the La Mesa Press as well as San Diego. Others have been Larry Himmel. Pat Brown has been a staunch member. She did a feature on the band with her PM Magazine show back when she had the half-hour series in the 70s. We made her an honorary founding member because of that. Carol LeBeau, Joe Hookerhands, and currently Mark Larson is going to be our MC at our upcoming concert.
And that concert, by the way, is going to be on April 7th at the Croc Center, and we're going to be telling you all about that, listeners, in just a little bit. So tell us a little bit more about the background of the band.
The band currently has about 96 members from all walks of life, some working, some not. A large number of our players are retirees. I am an information technology career professional and CIO. We have music educators, physicians, auto mechanics,
all kinds of
musicians. And the band currently is performing at Croc Theater, which is sell-out crowds most every time. We play two formal concerts there, one in the holiday season, and our upcoming concert in April as a spring concert. In addition, we do a joint fundraiser with the Water Conservation Garden in Rancho San Diego. We started that 2 years ago, and it's been very successful for both the band and the garden for community awareness as well as fundraising. And we perform a full series of summer concerts, sometimes two a month, and there are free concerts in various parks around the county, and we play at music festivals in Poway and Temecula.
Very good. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing some of those. Now, speaking of retired educators, Roy, I understand that you have just received a major honor. You were named the best retired music educator in California. Tell us who presented that and a little bit of background. I know, listeners, for those of you from East County, many of you may have been taught by Roy in some of our local schools.
Well, thank you very much. I was surprised when the CMEA, the California Music Educators Association, contacted me and told me that they would like to present this award in February. I retired from teaching in 2004, but I continue to work with schools every week. I love it. I think once you're a teacher, you just can't walk away. At least I can't walk away from it. I enjoy doing it immensely. Mm-hmm. I taught in two local high schools. I was at Mount McGill High School for 11 years, and then my last years were at Valhalla High School in Rancho San Diego. I taught there for 8 years before retiring. Since then, I also spent 2 years filling in as an adjunct professor at Point Loma Nazarene University.
And now you're the conductor of the San Diego Concert Band, and I understand that last year's concert, spring concert, featured your son, Ryan, who is also a graduate of Mount McGill High School.
Yeah, that was a very exciting time for me. It was our 25th anniversary concert with the San Diego Concert Band. And we had discussed what type of concert and who to have as a special guest, and we were all in agreement it would be good to have my son come in.
Yeah, who had just been through a major medical ordeal, I understand, and this was really a triumphant moment. Tell us about that.
Yes, in 2012, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, which is an incurable cancer, and was quite a shock to all of us. And there is, for a long time, we didn't even know if he would ever be able to play his trumpet again. And he's in complete remission now and doing wonderful. He plays principal trumpet with the Dallas Symphony. Also does traveling throughout the states, doing a lot of solo work. So we're very thankful for that. And he came in and we had a sellout. We did two concerts back to back, and he did great. He performed seven numbers on each concert. It was great for a lot of the alumni from Mount Miguel High School where he graduated. They were all there and had their little cheering section.
And I understand you had an interesting finale for that.
Yes, it was. The theme song for Mount Miguel is La Virgen de la Macarena. And during the applause at the end of the concert, he started that up from the back of the hall. And Mount Miguel alumni went crazy.
I'll bet they did. Well, congratulations, and it's wonderful to hear that he's doing so well. And we should mention, we understand he was a recipient of stem cell transplant that helped him to overcome the cancer and go into remission.
Yes, in May he underwent stem cell transplant, and it was very, very successful. They had told him it'd be about 6 months before he could play his trumpet, but he recuperated so well that 1 month from the day of his transplant, he was sitting back with the Dallas Symphony playing his trumpet again, the lead trumpet.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you told me the cancer was in 80% of his bones before that.
Yeah, it was 80%. He did not tell me that originally. I found that out and I asked him about it, and he goes, "I didn't want to worry you, Dad."
Yeah, sure.
So when I heard that, it was just, it made it even more exciting and added blessing.
Now, you have just come back from joining your son in Dallas, where I understand you helped out on something called the Cancer Blows Concert, raising money to combat cancer with cancer research.
Yeah, that started when he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. He received a phone call from Doc Severinsen, who Ryan had been a friend with for a number of years.
Yeah, and famous trumpet player.
Doc was talking to him and said, "What can I do for you?" And Ryan says, "I want to be able to be on the stage with you one more time." Excuse me. And so that started the ball rolling, and many other trumpeters contacted him and said, "We would like to do it also." So for a year and a half, he's been planning this concert. It started off being a one-night event, but it ended up being three nights. The opening night, they had every principal trumpet player from all the leading symphonies, Chicago, New York, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Atlanta, and I can't remember all of them, but they were all there performing together. And then it climaxed on Wednesday with the big concert with the Dallas Symphony playing the first half, and it was more classical-oriented. People like Phil Smith and Alan Vizzuti and Vince DiMartino. The second half was the jazz half, and that featured Arturo Sandoval, Wycliffe Gordon, rather, on trombone, Marvin Stamm, a jazz trumpeter, and climaxed with Doc Severinsen.
What an amazing lineup and a marvelous experience. Now, I understand that you did the video portion of this and that there is a music video that's going to be coming out very soon.
Yes, I was in the truck during the concert calling the camera shots, and it was exciting for me to be a part of this event. And the event was in order to raise awareness for cancer research and raising money for cancer research.
And if people want to get that music video, where will it be available?
In about 3 or 4 weeks, you'll find it posted. If you go to the cancerblows.com website, cancerblows.com, you can order a video, a DVD, and also a CD will be available.
Very good. With all those famous trumpet players, and also have the money go for a very worthy cause, which is fighting cancer. Speaking of videos, Chuck, I understand that the San Diego Concert Band may have their music featured in another major video, or rather a motion picture.
That's right, Miriam. About 6 months ago, sometime last early fall, Roy was contacted by an Italian movie company that is very well known for its in-country documentaries. They've done several documentaries focusing on an aspect of some particular country, including a couple in the U.S. and they're planning to do a video for the 150th birthday celebration of Edgar Lee Masters, the poet and dramatist. Mm. And one of the pieces that they wanted to include is called Shenandoah. It's a very popular ballad. And they contacted us to see if we could provide the music for them. They said they reviewed over 80 YouTube clips from all kinds of organizations, professional and amateur, who had recorded versions of Shenandoah, and they picked ours.
Very impressive. And congratulations.
It's currently in negotiation between the movie company and the music publisher for rights to provide the performance as part of their movie.
Well, that's very exciting. And speaking of exciting, I understand that the San Diego Concert Band is going after another big award, this time a national one for Sousa music. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's an award done by the John Philip Sousa Foundation, which has many, many different avenues for musicianship. For instance, there's the John Philip Sousa Award, which is done predominantly in high school bands for the outstanding musician of any particular year. There are other awards, and their community band and orchestra track has an award for musical excellence by community bands. And it's a long process. We're on a 5-year course that by the end of 2016 we'll probably be able to apply for the award. It requires a lot of documentation and work for about 5 years worth of performances by a particular band, including a demonstration CD of the music that we performed. And the selection is done totally in the blind. The judges do not know the name of the band that's performing for their award.
Well, very interesting.
It's an interesting award because it's not one of those you win and everybody else loses. They can award none or several Sudler Silver Scroll Awards to concert bands, all based on the quality of the performance and documentation provided by the particular band.
Well, we certainly wish you well on that. And listeners, we thought it would be a treat today to play a little excerpt for you from one of those Sousa marches. So we're going to play a little bit of the Liberty Bell March performed by the San Diego Concert Band. And this is off of their America the Beautiful CD. So put on your marching shoes, listeners, and listen up. That was wonderful. I'm still tapping my toes. Now, if people want to come hear more of the San Diego Concert Band, tell us a little bit about what's coming up at your 26th annual Spring Celebration concert, which I understand is going to be on Tuesday, April 7th at 7 o'clock at the Joan Kroc Performing Arts Center.
Yes, this is entitled the Springtime Classics, and it's a little different. Our summer programs are all pop-oriented. This is going to be sort of band classics with marches, a couple of the overtures, Overture to Candide, which is a very popular one by Leonard Bernstein, the finale to Shostakovich Fifth Symphony, which is a nice, big, heavy piece. And it's exciting for us to be able to put these musicians together and play this level of music. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, it sounds marvelous, and I see that the agenda also includes some Verdi and some Wagner, several other works as well, including a world premiere arrangement for clarinet, quintet, and band featuring the San Diego Clarinet Quintet.
Yeah, we're very excited to have them as part of the concert this year. They're going to do a couple of numbers by themselves, and then there is this world premiere of a number with the quintet and the band together.
Very exciting. Now, if people want to get tickets or more information about the concert or about the San Diego Concert Band, where can they go?
We have a website, sandiegoconcertband.com, and it has information about the upcoming concert and also all of our concerts and the dates and times during the summer, various locations throughout the community.
Well, fantastic. We'll also be listing those concerts on our calendar at eastcountymagazine.org.
In addition, if your listeners want to have a chance to hear some of our previous performances, there are excerpts from the last 2 or 3 years' worth of spring and holiday concerts there, including a little section of Shenandoah.
Very good. I look forward to listening to that myself. Well, I want to thank both of you so much for joining us here today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, 89.1 FM, Descanso.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.